Thank you for joining me on Michiganist Banter. I'm your host, John B. Mitchell, author of The Collection First Chronicle, which you can get on any of the platforms, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, you name it. You can find it there wherever you read your ebooks. You will find The Collection. And I started that book way back in 2008. I made a podcast on Anchor about it, going more in depth about how, when I created, how I created it, you know, background informations and things like that. I'm from Newport News, Virginia. I have cross-toured this country for so many times. I've lived in Florida, I've lived in Texas, I've lived in Maryland, lived in Virginia so many times. California is where I currently reside, where I'm no longer moving from. California is it. It is the shit. I love it. It is the best place to live. It's expensive as fuck, but it's the best place to live. Let's see, I got six cats, Baxter, Binks, Shadow Moon, Nugget, Beauregard, Augustus, and Luann Grant. Let's see, rest in kitty heaven, we have Percy. He was my very, very first cat, that I raised. I raised all my animals from kittens, and I basically had all these cats from when they were weaned off the teat. Baxter is a rescue cat from Hurricane Harvey, and you know, a bunch of people went and rescued the animals. He was one of them that come to California. LA did a Catchella that year, and it just so happened that the SPCA that I lived next to, or the SPCA that I lived a block from, actually was hosting it. And I went and got Baxter. And it's a funny story. I went in looking at one cat, and then that cat was adopted before I even got a chance to look at it. And I went to look at another cat, and that cat didn't want to give me the time of day. And while I'm looking at the cat that's not trying to give me the time of day, I have this cat behind me clawing and pawing at my shirt, telling, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. And then I finally look at him, and when I went to hold him, the lady's like, oh no, we can't let you hold cats unless you're going to adopt them. So I was just like, okay, whatever. So the cat that wasn't trying to give me no time of day, I just said, you know what, screw you, cat. And I got Baxter. Once I got Baxter, about a year later, I figured, okay, yeah, you need a playmate. And the thing about the playmate was I wanted a girl, and I ended up, it's like, I went on Craigslist looking for this cat, looking for someone whose cat had kittens, and this lady was like, oh, I do, and found her on Nextdoor, and so I went down to her house. And she says, oh yeah, my cat got kittens, and they're all females. That's what I wanted, a girl. And got the cat. I mean, abusive, aggressive household. I mean, when I mean abusive, aggressive, I'm talking about the other cats there, not the owner. And I was appalled. So I put the kittens down. They too were hissing at me, except for Binks. Binks didn't hiss at me. Binks was just sitting there, didn't want to be bothered. And I put the other two down. I mean, we actually all put them all down, and they ran and hid, except for Binks. Binks just didn't want to get down out of our arms. Like, no, don't put me down. No, don't put me down. So I said, that's the cat I want. Brought Binks home, thinking Binks was a girl, and, you know, being all nice and extra nice. I mean, extra gentle to Binks, thinking it's a girl. And one day, Binks just licking that area, just licking, going to town. And I'm like, what are you licking? Is there a flea? No, ain't no flea. It's a penis. And I just, she sold me a dream. So then I had two boy cats. Shadow, I ended up having Shadow by pure fluke. I had no idea that this kitten was in the bushes. And I'm walking home from work, and both of my shoes get untied at the same time, and I call that kitty magic, because as soon as I bent down to start tying my shoe, then this kitten comes out the woodwork, and this is like, Who are you? So I had every intention of taking Shadow Moon over to the SPCA, but they were closed. And then that was a Friday, so they were closed Saturday and Sunday. So I had this kitten for on trial basis, and then come Monday, I just said, you know what, I can't give it up. So I ended up keeping Shadow Moon, and that was the best decision I've ever made in my life. Before I got them fixed, though, Binks and Shadow, Bong Chikawa, and lo and behold, six kittens were born. And I remember their names too. You had in order of birth, we have Arthur, Nugget, Beauregard, Sunny, Lou, Runt. And Arthur was alive for a few hours, and then he didn't make it. Binks, and then he didn't make it. And then, I'm sorry, Binks was just meowing in the background. Sunny was stillborn, so there was no hope for Sunny. Sunny was stillborn, and Runt made it a day and then passed away. So I couldn't even bring myself to give these kittens away. So I ended up keeping, and now I have six. And that's how six cats came into my life. One of the things I wanted to really talk about and really dwell on was the fact that this vaccine, I mean, you're talking about people that don't want to get this vaccine on top of not wanting to get the vaccine. So it's like let's think about history. And the flu vaccine, you got the immunizations that are required for schooling, you have polio vaccine, you have all kind of vaccines that are out, and there are people that did not want to take those vaccines. So we've had anti-vaxxers since the beginning of vaccines. People have not trusted vaccines because of the history. And one of the big things that I hear people go, oh, I don't want to take the vaccine because we need a vaccine, and then poop, here's a vaccine. And it's like, come on, idiots, what do you expect? We're in 2021. Of course it's not going to take years for a vaccine to come into the scene. We have progressed and advanced so far in medicine and technology. That why wouldn't we have a vaccine a few months after we've started putting in motion? Of course, you're not going to trust it because it came out so fast, but you're watching science progress in front of your face. I understand the hesitation because of it, because of history. But one of the things that that really struck me was something that I found on, and he's, and I'm telling you, he's a great person. But one of the things I found, Wil Wheaton, someone had said about anti-vaxxing and how Wil Wheaton was going to be in a few years on these commercials saying if you got the COVID vaccine and it, this and this and this, have those commercials, those law commercials that come on, if you did this, call this number. And he had the perfect response to that. And he said, I'm so sorry to hear you feel that way. I trust science, and I trust all the people who have worked so hard for so many years to develop safe and effective vaccines. I am so grateful to be protected, and I am so grateful to know that I'll be contributing to our eventual herd immunity so that even people who refuse a vaccine will also be protected. And that brought up to my mind, like, yeah, there are going to be us who trust the vaccine because we trust science. But don't make us feel like we're scapegoats, like we're guinea pigs because we trust science. Don't make us feel stupid because we trust science and you don't. But at the same time, I don't want to make the anti-vaxxers feel stupid for not trusting science or for not getting the vaccine. That's your choice that you choose to make. And just like Will Wheaton stated, eventually it'll be a herd immunity. So regardless of what you do or what you don't do, hopefully you survive. Because remember, in history, people who did not take the vaccine, some of them did not survive. But, you know, I digress. Life is life. Death is death. You know, when your time is up, your time is up, no matter what you do to prevent it. But at the same time, it's like, come on, let's have some type of brains. Let's have some type of knowledge. Let's have some type of common sense that don't talk about this vaccine because you don't trust it. Because it's just making you look stupid. It's making you look ignorant because it makes it look like you don't have all the facts. Because, oh, I'm not getting it because da 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 da. Okay, don't get it, but the ones who want to get it, who need to get it, like me, who have a compromised immune system, you're making me feel like I'm shit because I'm getting the vaccine and you're not. You know what I'm saying? Every year, my doctor says I need to take the flu vaccine because I have a compromised immune system. I don't have a choice. Well, I have a choice, but you know, health-wise, I do not have a choice. To protect my immunity, I don't have a choice. I need to take it, period. So, I mean, that really bugs me when it comes down to vaxxers versus anti-vaxxers. It's like, okay, we're all going to get there eventually one day in the future, but we can't get there if we're all at each other's heads. One of the things that I had wanted to touch bases on was Chauvin's murder verdict. Like, I literally, you know, this history kick, I literally was basing everything that was going to happen off of history. You know, these people have gotten off scot-free, not guilty verdicts here. And to have this guilty on all charges was so shocking, because like I'm so used to the judicial system working for the white man that to see a murder happen in our face on video constantly, repeatedly, over and over and over and over again, like it would literally take an idiot to say, oh, he didn't commit murder. Like, if Donald Trump was our president still today, I guarantee you he would have said that Chauvin was a good guy who the failing justice system, and had not George Floyd did what George Floyd, like, we would have gotten that from the president had Donald Trump been president. And please don't get me on this Donald Trump kick, because people still talked about Obama 4 months after Trump took office. People still talked about Bush even after Obama took office. So I mean, it's history. I mean, what we see is what has happened throughout time. The only difference with Donald Trump was that insurrection. Like, oh my God. That and the way people were literally losing their minds over the Electoral College, I mean, that, all of that was new. I mean, we hadn't seen that. Even the closest people were getting was George versus Bush versus Gore. And it's like, even that, at least Gore and Bush were respectable to each other. I mean, when it came down to conceding, boom, conceding happened. I mean, when it came down to it, these two men showed that what government meant to them. I mean, what did you expect from a reality TV star that has no government experience, that has no type of experience dealing with a mass group of people, a person who has no experience with dealing with being on equal levels to other people? I mean, you're talking about someone who came from being the head of everything in his life. And now he has to share it. You saw how he put. We saw 4 years of how that happened, and we saw 4 years of how the American people were tired of it. But what we also saw out of this is that just as much people that are for progression and for equality, there is almost an equal number of people who are against it. There are equal number of people that are almost an equal number of people that wanted Donald Trump to stay in office, which meant they wanted that type of chaos because it was working for them. They saw things that they wanted to see from the past happen again. They saw the they saw the protests turn into riots. They saw the Nazis storm Charlottesville. They saw everything that they wanted to see happen, and they wanted that to stay. They wanted that to stay in power. But what we're seeing in 2021, what we're seeing in 2020, what we're seeing in this new day and this new time, is that this is kind of why I hate living where I live, because you have idiots that have motorcycles that just don't give a fuck, because this motorcycle will be blaring at 3-4 in the morning. But I digress. I mean, that's I digress. But I mean, it just baffles my mind how you know, these people wanted to stay in power, how they wanted to keep these things in place, because they have become the minority, and they did not like that feeling. And the soul of America said that we were going forward, and you're not taking us backwards anymore. I mean, but I didn't want to get on this whole political thing, because I also wanted to, you know, talk about cats, you know, do some things like that. Like, oh, please, please, please stop feeding your cats milk. When I found Shadow Moon, when I was bending down and tying my shoes, I could tell either someone left her there or someone had walked by and saw her there, because she had a styrofoam bowl of wet cat food and she had a styrofoam bowl of milk in this hot ass day in August. And I mean, cats do not drink. Cats are lactose intolerant, like most humans. And they get, on a hot day, what do you think hot milk is going to do for a human, let alone a cat? Indigestion, gas, and all of that. And it's like, that fucking irked my nerves. I dumped it out so quick, let the plants drink it. And poured the water from my water bottle in there, and she went to town. Like, I just saved her life, because I probably did. And I mean, it's, please stop feeding. Please stop giving your cats milk. It makes no sense. Unless your vet specifically says your cat needs to drink milk, stop giving your cat milk. Speaking of feeding, guess what is equivalent to chocolate for cats? You know, chocolate to dogs, that's what is equivalent. Grapes. So if we can, let's keep the grapes out of our house, out of the kitties' lives. That goes for raisins too. I mean, these things are so toxic, just like chocolate for dogs. They eat it, they die. Same thing goes for onions and garlic, but the good thing with onions and garlic is they have this, like, they have this natural repellent smell for cats. So they, you still have those cats, oh, what's this, let me put it in my mouth. You know, it with onions and garlic, it's not going to kill them right away. It's not, you know, fatally toxic, but it is going to break down, immune system is going to break down shit in their body that's going to cause them to succumb to sickness a lot quicker. You know, we're talking about months. We're not talking about gradually over years and time. We're talking about months. Like, your cat eats onions, within a month, if you don't take it to a vet, they're going to die. Good thing is, good things to feed them are plain yogurt. My cat loves plain yogurt. Baxter loves plain yogurt. I mean, he can be in a dead sleep. If he hears a yogurt thing pop open, he's right in your lap, in your face. What is that? Put some in my nose, put some in my mouth, right there in my belly. But and cats are finicky too, so don't be surprised if you feed one cat fish and the other one turns nose up at it, because a common misconception is all cats eat fish and all cats chase mice. Well, the cats will chase the mice, but is it going to kill it or is it going to play with it? Is what kind of cat you got? So cats are. They're very sneaky, for one. They will, I mean, but they're natural bred hunters. So they're natural born hunters. So they have that innate sense to be sneaky, because they need to crouch up on the prey. They need to figure this thing out, just like with the mouse. If they're gonna play with the mouse, or if they're gonna attack the mouse. Cats are, like I said earlier, finicky. Like one cat, Baxter loves fish. Binx hates beef. The kittens will eat anything. But Shadow is partial to things that aren't pate. You know what I'm saying? So you got cats that have different tastes, different personalities, just like humans. So it's a very delicate balance with my cats when it comes to feeding them. So don't be completely disheartened if your cat is like, ugh, I don't want this. All my cats will eat Friskies because I guess it's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch for them. But if I buy the healthy thing, just like with kids, they're like, we'll eat this a little slowly. We'll eat this slower. So the cats are are like kids in that sense. Let's see. I know that lemons and oranges will repel cats. Cats do not like anything acidic to eat. It's not that it's toxic. They just do not like it. Like with me and green beans, I was like, ugh, can I even have this? Ugh. My mother loved it, and that's probably why I hate it, because she ate it all the time while she was pregnant with me, and I cannot stand it. Another thing, when she was pregnant with me, she ate a bunch of spicy shit. Like, she would eat hot sauce, she would eat jalapeno peppers, she would eat spicy shit. She had cravings for spicy shit, and she would eat it all the time. And it's so funny because I love spicy anything. You talk about that one chip challenge, baby. That one chip challenge wouldn't do shit for me. If y'all saw that video with that black girl, that black anchor, and her white anchor, and how he was just, they both ate that one chip challenge, and she kept her cool, she kept her composure, and he's just over there melting. I'd be her. That'd be me. I was working at a job in downtown LA, and they brought in a ghost pepper, and they were just like, a lot of people were like, I'm not gonna eat that, and I'm like, I'll eat it. And of course, they're trying to warn me about how hot it is. And it's like, don't, I'm not an idiot. It's like they're trying to warn me about how hot it is, and it's just like, oh, I don't need you to warn me about how hot it is. I don't care how hot it is. The hotter, the better. And like, I literally would said that, like, I don't care how hot it is. I love hot stuff. Well, this is really hot, and it's really gonna burn it. No. Let me eat it, and let me show you. So I ate it. And I showed them. I mean, yeah, of course, with anything that's hot, it's gonna make you sweat. And I got the beads of sweat on my forehead, but was I uncomfortable? No. Did I sit there, begging, like, oh, give me something to drink? No. I went on eating the rest of my meal like it was nothing. And they were so shocked. They were so shocked. It's just like, because one of the tricks that you want to do when eating anything hot is you want to have something dairy to counteract it. It doesn't have to be milk. It can be ice cream. It can be creamer. It can be sour cream. It can be ranch. It can be blue cheese. And when I tell you, if I have anything hot, it's gonna have ranch or blue cheese with it. It's gonna have ranch or blue cheese with it. Can't have that, I'm gonna have a milkshake. I mean, because you have to have that coating for your stomach. You don't want the hot shit to burn through your stomach. So you have to have that coating for your stomach. So regardless of if you need to reach for it, if you have some spicy nachos or you ate a jalapeno and you need to reach for something to drink, do not reach for a Coke. Do not reach for water. Please do not reach for water. All the water is going to do is cool your body temperature down. That spiciness and that attack is not gonna stop. That attack on your taste buds is not gonna stop. So you're gonna have to drink something dairy-like to counteract it, or eat it when it comes to ranch or blue cheese. So if you eat something that's spicy and you got ranch or blue cheese, dip it in ranch or blue cheese before you put it in your mouth. Or if you put it in your mouth before, then put something and put take a spoon and put some ranch in there. I'm telling you. You won't have a burnt booty hole, and you won't have a burnt mouth. And a lot of people like to say that to me. Oh, you're gonna have a burnt booty? No, I'm not. No, I won't. I mean, there have been times where afterwards I'm like, oh, I wonder why. And I was like, oh, I had spicy food. It didn't burn. I'm like, I had to literally sit there after everything and sit there. Why do I feel like that? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. It's ingrained in me. Spicy foods is ingrained in me, which is why my mother cannot understand why I hate green beans. Because she said she ate green beans equally how she dipped her green beans in hot sauce. That's how equally she would eat the stuff. I just cannot. She said even as a baby, when she would feed me baby food, I would spit the green bean baby food out. And lightweight, I can remember that. Lightweight, I remember like moments of her putting something in my like baby food in my mouth and me spitting it out. Like, I don't like that. And I, because I remember her giving me pumpkin baby food, and I loved it. I remember that as a kid, but those like taste and that then taste will bring me back to that memory. But I couldn't tell you about the time that I dropped a load in the tub when my mom was changing me. I couldn't tell you about that. She said, but I was it happened after I had the baby food, but I couldn't tell you about that. And she told me about another time where I was a baby, and I don't remember it. But I remember those two specific moments, that green bean and that pumpkin. And that's probably why to this as an adult, I want pumpkin pie. I want pumpkin puree. I want a pumpkin latte. I want pumpkin spice anything. And that and I got a lot of friends and well, that's just the white part in you. And it's like, oh, probably. But I remember as a baby, she put that pumpkin and that. That's all she wrote. And trust me, I love me some sweet potato anything as well. But unlike sweet potato pie, I just like sweet potato. So if you make me a sweet potato pie, minus the crust, and make me a sweet potato puree, that's my favorite. I love sweet potato puree. But yeah, so I remember one Mother's Day, my mother made a my mother wanted a spaghetti because I remember me and Chase had asked her, and Chase is my Ross and Rachel. Go into that another time. But she told me and Chase she wanted a spaghetti dinner, so me and Chase went and got. She wanted everything in it, like she wanted everything. So me and Chase went and got it, and she made sure to tell me, "Do not forget the jar of jalapenos." And I asked her, "Did you want whole or cut?" She wanted them cut. Let me tell you what she did. Let me tell you what this woman did. I mean, we made the spaghetti. He made the spaghetti. He put everything in it. When you every produce, every meat, he put everything in it. We gave her the bowl, and she asked where the jar. She didn't want the jar. She didn't want the jalapenos cooked in because my sisters didn't like a lot of my sisters didn't like the spicy stuff. So we didn't cook the spicy stuff in there. So we gave her the jar to her by herself. To have her to herself because it's Mother's Day. Say, here, happy Mother's Day, Mom. Open the jar and she dumped it all on her spaghetti. When I say all, there was no let me gradually pour it on it. No, she dumped it all on her spaghetti. And I was just completely floored because I'm like, oh my God, I've done that too with the peppercinis. Oh, yes. But yes, and she went to town. She did a little spun the spaghetti around, put it in her mouth, and all you heard was woo! Fan of herself. Woo! Everybody, woo! And I mean, oh, that's how I am when I eat spaghetti. I remember being on a date, and this was between Chase and I's. We were on a break stage. We'll talk about it another time. And I was on a date, and we went to a Thai restaurant, and they have your little gauges of how spicy it is, 1 to 5. And the lady says, "Oh, so how spicy do you want it?" I said, "5, please." And she says, "Oh, well, just to let you know, is that that's real spicy. That's really, really spicy. Thank you. The spicier, the better. 5, please." And make sure she brought me like 3 Thai iced teas. So I was ready. And when I tell you it was spicy, but ooh, fanned myself and drunk me some iced tea. But oh, yeah, spicy foods are my favorite. And I get that. I know where I get it from. And all the time I had for my banter, I thank you guys for joining me. Until next time, let's give ourselves love, let's give ourselves respect, stay safe, and if not now, when?